Hello. So, I hope you're doing good. So today I'm going to tell you one of my fears. So every now and again, since I broke up from my past relationship, I've been sitting and thinking by myself, when you get married with someone, stay 1st year, 2nd year, 10th year, I always fear that I'll get into this trap, then things will just not be interesting again. Like, you know, when you meet someone, love is at the peak. Like, love is a very interesting thing. It starts from the peak. It starts from the climax thing. Okay, for me, I know you might argue that you have some other relationships where you started from the bottom, you started from being friends, then you just gradually just went to the love, into the love thing. Then you just went that way. But most of my relationships, they merely started from top. So everything is good. You guys have fun. Life is fast, you know. It's blurry, you know. Then as time goes by, the speed slows. Like, it slows, like, after each month, it slows, like, 10 kilometers per hour. It just slows, slows, slows. Then by the time you're reaching, like, the three-year mark, you start feeling like, wow, this guy is just, it's just so normal. I just want something more. Something more fiery than what I'm having right now. Like, many relationships, if you guys don't keep the spark on, you guys might be like, you might fall into a rut where it's just boring, you know. So I always have this fear that you can stay with someone for like 10 years and you just feel like, wow, I don't love him, I don't love her anymore, you know. So today in the morning, I was listening to a certain podcast. They were talking about polygamy and polyamory. So these are two things. So my stand on these two things is that I don't like polygamy. You know, both of these things can save you from a boring marriage or relationship, in that you can date multiple partners. But polygamy is more of a serious one. It's more of a marriage one, you know. The other one is not, it's not a must. The polyamory one, you don't have to like get married. You guys can just be, you can just date multiple people, and all those people know it. They know that you're dating them and you're dating other people also. Like, it's a consensual something, you know, but it's not legally binding. But you guys can agree that you can have multiple relationships, multiple partners, and it might not be necessarily sexual, but you guys might have multiple partners, and it shall not be tied into like polygamy things, you know. Polygamy, that is something that is binding, you know. But polyamory, I feel like it's something that it's a good alternative. Okay, for me, I think many people might argue against me, but I think if you and your partner, it's more of something like open relationship. But I don't really know a lot about polyamory, but from the surface level, I think it's a good thing that we as humans should accept that love fades after time. Even if you struggle to like keep it awake, it always fades. So we should be allowed to like not date, have relationships with other people. And as long as you guys agree. But you know, there is this issue about jealousy. But for me, I understand that if you guys talk about it and I know the exact reason why you guys are doing it, I think everything will be okay. God, the problem is always not telling the other person. Then the other person comes and feel like, wow, this guy betrayed me, you know. But if we have the guts to talk about it, I think that is mature enough. We should be mature to know that there are many options in the world. And if there are good reasons, anyone can take any option. So there is no good or bad reasons. There is no good or bad choices. They're just good and bad reasons. So that's all for today. Bye.